Hello and welcome to Clear Waves.
Where the airwaves are clear.
BB, what are you doing now?
I can't find my microphone.
Oh, does this up? Well, folks, today BB and I walked into our studio and found it all completely redone. Sitting here with us is a home remodeler who specializes in slim housing. So, Kim, for those of us who are unfamiliar with the term slim housing, well, Sonia, slim housing means that your house has a slimming atmosphere. Believe it or not, our homes are often what makes us fat. By turning your house into a slim house, you are helping yourself lose the pounds. So, is our studio now a slim house? It is indeed. What I've done is painted the walls blue, because blue is the most unappetizing color. It actually makes you feel less hungry. I've replaced your refrigerator bulb with a blue light bulb to make your food look less appealing. I've also put mirrors on every wall. What's that? It's just your reflection. The mirrors create a confusing atmosphere. If you don't know exactly where you are, you'll become scared and tense, thus slowing down your digestive system and making yourself lose weight. Oh, I thought it was just supposed to be a reminder of how fat we are. That too. Something else that will make you eat slower is slow, boring music. This slow, terribly dull music is great to listen to while eating, unlike rock music, which will get you feeling pumped up and eating really fast. Or possibly putting on pleasant music would distract you from your food because you keep stopping to listen to it. Wow, what an interesting perspective. Sonia, you'd make a great slim house artist. I can sense that you really understand the psychology of all this. Also, after being in this environment I've created for a few weeks, I bet you'd have the body for it. That's it. That's your career. Kim, I already have a career. Oh, you do? What's that? This show?
I want to be a slim houser. I have a great idea for it.
What's that, BB?
You could get really little utensils so that every bite you take is smaller.
Excellent, BB. Unfortunately, I'm one step ahead of you. I've already replaced all of your utensils. What? What is this, a dollhouse? We can't use these.
Tim, you know what you should do? You could capture bugs and little rodents and let them loose all over your house. It will make you lose your appetite.
I've done that, too. What?
Oh, look at that. It's so cute. Sonia, let's name this one Bobby.
Kim, I don't know if I feel comfortable.
And this one should be Bernard after me. And this one can be Sylvie.
BB?
Fine, it can be Sonia.
Kim, do you think we could...
I have another idea.
No, I don't want to hear it. I don't want 10 rats running around.
More like 15.
20, but who's counting? Kim, could you please dispose of them? They're trying to get into our refrigerator. Luckily, the blue light will turn them away. I don't want rats in my studio. That's fine. All we need to capture them is a tape player inside a jar. The tape player is playing upbeat music. The mice will run into the jar.
From the Anson Building in downtown Boston.
It's not working.
I have an idea.
BB, I don't want to hear your idea.
I would make a great house slimmer.
I'm not so sure about you, BB, but I'm sure you'll find something great. He has found something great, until you came by and ruined it. Something will come along. Until then, you could probably get a job at Friendly's. All right, Kim, thank you for coming. Bye-bye.
Thank you for listening to Clear Waves. I know I had a great time. Okay, let's go eat.
Great, I'm starved. Don't forget to tune in next time.